The Treasurer of the United States, Rosie Rios, spoke before a standing room crowd in the Wesleyan Chapel. As she read through questions submitted by the audience, one came up again and again.
Thousands of women voted for Harriet Tubman to be put on the $20 bill. Why does your office expect us to settle for half? Let me make something very clear. If it was up to me, it'd be on the $100 bill.
Rios says what's driving the decision is security. The $10 bill is a common target of counterfeiting. The move to redesign begins with and is driven by new security features.
We have not determined which note will follow. So this was not about the $10 bill versus the $20. This was not about Hamilton versus Jackson. This is a conversation about the contributions that women have made to this great country. And that's where I'd like the conversation to stay.
The final decision on the $10 bill is expected to take several years. The note is expected to enter circulation in 2020. In Seneca Falls, I'm Kelly Walker for Finger Lakes Public Radio.